here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, it's been a little while, but it is time once again to get back to it. Wireless Wednesday with our guy, Rick Limpert, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. Covers sports technology on a national level. Writes daily tech column for Examiner.com. You can find Rick featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. Also now a featured writer for Everything Georgia. Follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. And also you can check out everything we talk about over the course of the next several minutes on Rick's website, which is at ricklimpert.info. Rick is in Las Vegas. Yeah, baby. So Rick is out there for the Consumer Electronics Show, CES is what it's known as, and Rick has been there since Sunday, and he joins us live right now on the waitfor.com hotline. What's up, Rick?
Seems like I've been here a lot longer than Sunday, but no sightings of Johnny Manziel in a wig or not in a wig out here, Mitch.
Okay, but you've been with Andre Agassi, you've been with Tony Gonzalez, correct?
Yeah, Penn Jillette. Billy Idol.
Yeah,
he was playing at one of the CES events, and he came out and just was hanging out and eating food and drinking beer with people in the crowd afterward.
So how come they're not on the Mitch Evans Experience right now? We couldn't get one of those guys, Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez said hi to everyone back in Atlanta, but he's. He was busy doing stuff for Fitbit and talking about his gig with CBS.
You see how that happened? All of a sudden, we were talking about a former Falcon, and we had a face style. It was like the Orlando Ledbetter was on the line with us just now. That was great, Rick.
that was pretty good.
How long are you there, by the way, until?
I'm back on Thursday, even though the show goes on 2.5 more days after that. I get done with all my stuff and get home.
All right, well, you're there for all the preliminary stuff. You had, a conference on digital and data storage. Then you had the Consumer Electronics Show, Unveiled Show, which is just you're so special, Rick. It was a press event, press-only event, where they show you some of the new gadgets that will be debuting. Then yesterday or Tuesday was press day. So just talk to us, Rick, about how big the Consumer Electronics Show is. And I don't mean big as far as stature. I mean big as far as how much space it takes up.
Yeah, big in size and stature. If you've never been here, this is one of the biggest conventions in the world. I mean, last year was 176,000 people. This year they're saying well over 160,000. It's just massive. You can't move anywhere. You can't get up the strip. Whenever you're in any of the hotels or conference centers, it's wall-to-wall people. It's just massive. They take up every inch of convention space in Las Vegas for this show, and they need more probably. So it's great as far as seeing the gadgets and stuff. It's not great waiting in line for everything.
Wireless Wednesday with you, Rick Limpert, joining us live from Las Vegas in the Consumer Electronics Show here on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I mentioned press events, and I would imagine there is an importance to these press events leading up to the actual convention, which is what it is, but just give us a little bit of an idea about, you know, what you see at these press events and how that then guides you to what you do for the rest of the show.
Yeah, out of those 160,000 people, there's over 2,000 media members here, so that's quite a bit. So, these press events allow the media people to get close to the products they have to write about, or maybe talk to the inventors or talk to the people from the companies, which normally you don't get to do on the show floor once that starts tomorrow. So that they're pretty important, and these companies go all out for these press events. You never know who's going to appear. They'll bring out celebrities halfway through the presentation. They'll fling stuff into the crowd as far as freebies. It gets pretty wild, even with the media.
And as I brought up, Tony Gonzalez, the former Falcon tight end, future NFL Hall of Famer, and he was there for Fitbit, and rather early, 7:30 in the morning, and they got Tony Gonzalez up. They have to be paying him a pretty penny.
Well, I think he's probably the type of guy that's up early working out anyway. he's in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
There's no better person to endorse the Fitbit products than him. Fitbit's got a new product coming out called the Blaze, a smartwatch, and he was showing that off and talking about that. And he was a two-sport athlete, and these new wearables kind of track no matter what sport you're doing. They'll be able to track your activities. So it was pretty good match that he's doing some stuff with Fitbit.
Rick, I still have the original Fitbit, never taken it out of the box. Will it be worth something one day? I've tried to sell that thing. I haven't been able to sell it.
It might be. The company's been around since 2009. I didn't even realize that. So they're going on 7 years being a company. They introduce new things every year, and we'll see what this smartwatch does.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that seems to be the word in the lingo of technology is smart everything. So, what smart things are we seeing at CES?
Well, plenty of smart watches and smart devices. There's always talk about the smart cars. There was a smart bed I saw, a smart refrigerator, and a lot of smart products for the kitchen. There was even a smart spoon for kids. It's supposed to make eating vegetables fun. It makes noises, and there's an app involved with it. So who would have thought that we could have a smart spoon, but they're trying one out here at CES.
You try out that smart bed. You probably tried out that smart refrigerator.
I looked at that smart refrigerator. There's also a smart cam for a refrigerator. You can get a camera that goes in your refrigerator so you can actually see what's going on in there once you close the door.
Yeah, that's what wait a second. Doesn't what happen is when you close the door, the light goes out so that it's not ruining any of the food or drink in there?
Infrared, Mitch. They think of everything here. So there's an infrared camera. I don't know why you need to know what's going on in your refrigerator if you're watching mold grow or things lose their fizz or something. I don't know, but they have one here.
All right, so.